from the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 27th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Daily Mail that the Cairo Town Board voted on Monday, December the 26th, to terminate town police officer Dan Braden. Braden was arrested June 27th and charged with official misconduct by a public servant, a misdemeanor. Police alleged that Braden modified an official file to hide the fact he was taking a prescription medication. Braden resigned his position with the sheriff's office around the time of his arrest. He pleaded guilty to the official misconduct by a public servant charge. The Cairo board met Monday to discuss the appeal Braden filed to his suspension from the town police department. Following a 10-minute executive session, the board reconvened in public and voted to terminate Braden. Cairo Police Department Sergeant Richard Bush was ordered by the board to remove Braden from any previously scheduled shift and to retrieve his service weapon. Early in December, the board voted 4-1 during a special meeting to suspend Braden. Town Supervisor Dan Benoit voted against the suspension. He did not attend the meeting on Monday. Benoit has declined to comment on anything related to Braden. Benoit was notified but chose not to attend the meeting on Monday for unknown reasons, board member Dan Joyce said. Joyce said, and I quote, "The indication was the board as a whole was going to stand by the original resolution," end quote. Board member Doug Ostrander said Benoit originally represented Braden until another attorney took over. In addition, Benoit is a friend of Braden, board member Mary Jo Cord said. Cord said, and I quote, "We asked him to recuse himself," end quote. Braden can now file an appeal with the State Public Employment Relations Board, Joyce said. If the appeal is denied, the case can go to arbitration if necessary, he said. Emily Swanson and Verna Dubnik reported in the Associated Press, the AP's New Year's poll found the majority of Americans believe 2016 was difficult, but they think things will get better next year. The AP reported one-third of those responding said things for the country got worse in 2016. On a personal level, most are optimistic about 2017. 55% said they believe things will get better for them in the coming year. The U.S. elections topped the list of the 10 news events in 2016. Three-quarters called the presidential election and Donald Trump's victory very or extremely important. As for ringing in the new year, about half of those surveyed plan to celebrate at home, while 25% do not plan to celebrate at all. The AP Times Square Alliance poll of 1,007 adults was conducted online December the 9th to December the 11th. Debbie Mayer reported in the Columbia paper on recent changes to the Germantown Board of Education. Member Jeremy Smith resigned for health reasons, and his resignation was accepted by the board on December 14th. After considering various options for moving forward, the board chose unanimously to appoint Phaedra Garrity to fill the seat through the budget vote and Board of Election May 16th. Garrity previously served on the board. She completed a 4-year term last spring, but declined to run again. She is a graduate of Germantown Central School and is employed as a director of nursing at ARC of Ulster Green. Garrity also serves on the town's Comprehensive Plan Review Committee. Contacted by phone last week, Smith wished the school board well, and I quote, "In what looks to be a difficult time ahead with a new administration in Washington, D.C. that has nominated a Secretary of Education who does not support public schools," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo confirmed on Monday, December the 26th, that he will forego the standard delivery of the State of the State address next month. Instead of one address delivered to an audience of state officials in Albany, he will present 6 regional speeches during the week of January 9th. The regions will be New York City, Western New York, the Hudson Valley, Long Island, the Capital Region, and Central New York. Specific times and locations for these events are forthcoming. Although the governor is required by the New York Constitution to report on the condition of the state to the legislature, there is no requirement on the timing or location of the governor's message, according to a statement released by the governor's office. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Daily Mail that on Friday, December 23rd, village officials and U.S. Coast Guard representatives said a 40-foot sailboat anchored off the Coxsackie boat launch reportedly sank 1 week ago. A U.S. Coast Guard spokesman said the incident is under investigation. He said, and I quote, We aren't sure what happened. It's still being investigated. Right now, the owner thinks that one of the bilge pumps may have failed. Those are the ones removing water from the lower recesses of any vessel, which may have been a possible factor in the boat sinking. End quote. The boat owner was notified, and a private towing company was contacted to assess the boat for damage, according to Coxsackie Village Police. The boat had unresolved mechanical problems, police said, and the river freezing over may have caused the boat to sink. The Coxsackie boat launch is owned by the state, but is managed and monitored by the village of Coxsackie. Mayor Mark Evans said he was concerned about winter weather causing damage to the boat when he first noticed it anchored in the launch last week. Evans said the docks were taken out of the water in October. He said, and I quote, "I saw the boat last week and I thought, wow, whoever has got that there had better pull it out or get it down south," end quote. The Daily Freeman reported Columbia Green Community College has announced a new transfer agreement with Sage College of Albany. The agreement will allow graduates of Columbia Green's Fine Arts Digital Design Sequence program to transfer to Sage's undergraduate graphic and media design program. Students earning a Bachelor of Fine Arts from the Sage program can expect to pursue careers in graphic design, visual and motion design, and marketing. Information on the program is available by emailing info@mycommunitycollege.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers mainly before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 48 degrees. For Tuesday night, isolated showers after 11 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 28. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. And on Thursday, snow, mainly after 10 a.m. Temperature high will be 35 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. The sun rose this morning at 7:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:30 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 27th day of December, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Brand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.